1. K255BT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9. K223BI, Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5. KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez, 99.3. He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord. In Senla and in Miss Lou.
My soul. Come on, Mama, and tell me what he's been to you.
Good morning, my brothers and sisters of Central Louisiana. It's going to be all right for you. Got Pastor Dunkley of the Mount Olive Baptist Church, 4711 England Drive, Alexandria, Louisiana. Call your friend, call your neighbors, and tell them it's going to be all right because Pastor Dunkley's on the airway.
See, a tongue 3 inches long can kill a man 6 feet tall. That fish would have made it had he kept his mouth closed. What gets a fish filleted and fried and served and ate up is his mouth. Preach, Bailey. I am. They ain't saying nothing. Lord, help me to shut up. And many times, Dr. Reed, many times being like Christ is keeping our mouth closed. It is, because Isaiah 53:7 says, he was oppressed and afflicted. And Dr. Payne, he opened not his mouth. And then it says, as sheep are silent before its shearers. He opened not his mouth. 2 times in one verse. It reports he opened not when folk were verbally abusing him. That's mocking. He opened not his mouth. When they were playing mind games with him, that's spit. He opened not his mouth. When they were telling him. When they were telling him. I'm trying to tell you, when folk, like Dr. Ray, when folk are verbally abusing you on the radio, dogging you, cussing out your family, when folk are dogging you, you got to learn to be quiet. When folk are playing mind games with you, making you think they with you when they really ain't with you, making you think they for you when they really ain't for you. Even when folk are killing you, you have to learn to shut up. Somebody's husband is killing them, but be quiet. Somebody's wife is killing them, but just hold your peace. The Bible even tell wives, if your husbands obey not the word, they may without a word be won. While they behold your conversation coupled with fear, whose adorning is not the outward adorning, the plating of the hair, the weighing of jewelry, but the hidden man of the heart, a meek and quiet. Yes, sir. You can win people without a word. With my navigation system right now, I got that time navigation system, but I turned the volume down on it as it just talks, you know. I get tired of the talking. I turn the volume down and I say, just show me. Time out for talking is just show. I wish I had a witness in me. Because hear me, watch this. Before you got saved, don't miss this. Before you got saved, the devil wanted your soul. But now that you're saved,
He wants your witness.
See, when he lost your soul, now he wants your witness. Jesus said, you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the uttermost parts of the world. And so, since he lost your soul, now he wants your witness. And what better way to get you to lose your witness than get you upset? Because if he can get you angry enough, you'll start saying words that ain't in the Bible. See, the world is a jury. The world is in the jury. They have to make a decision about Christ. The unsaved is in the jury. They have to make a decision about Christ. We are on the witness stand. And what the devil is trying to do, he's trying to get us upset on the witness stand so he can prove we're not a credible witness. And so he tries to get you angry. He sends folk to get you angry because he wants to prove you're not a credible witness. So that's why some of your husbands won't come to church with you, because it's hard to cuss him out and then ask him to come to church. He tell you, now that's why I don't go with you right there. What you just called me? Well, no, the preacher know you cuss like that? That church know? See, that's why I don't go with you. What you just called me? What book of the Bible that's in? See, watch what Moses does. Don't miss point number two. He restrains himself when dealing with angry people. They're coming at him wrong. And point number two is this: he gets before God with this upsetting situation. When they get through coming at him all wrong, you ain't no leader, man. You brought us out here to die. Man, ain't no pomegranates out here, man. Ain't no vines out here, man. Ain't no water. You ain't no leader. You're fake, man. You ain't real. He doesn't even reply. The Bible says, if you look at the text, he just goes to the entrance of the tent of meetings. And he gets on his face before the Lord. He gets before God with an upsetting situation. Watch this. He leaves the presence of people and he gets into the presence of God. He gets away from the source of his agitation, and he gets in the presence of the source of his strength. Y'all ain't praying with me here. You got to get away many times from the source of your agitation and get in the presence of the source of your strength, because it takes God to handle people. It takes God to deal with haters. It takes God to deal with liars. It takes God. That's why the Bible tells you, pray for those that persecute you. Get before God with the one that's hurting you. Get before God with the one that's bringing tears to your eyes. Get before God with the one that broke your heart. Call their name to the Lord in prayer. Call that radio announcer's name to the Lord in prayer. Some of us trying to figure out why folk haven't changed. You ain't prayed for them. I wish I had a witness in here. We got to pray for our enemies. You got to pray for those that are dogging you, those that are hurting you. Because God made the one that's hurting you. And anybody God makes, he can fix. I wish I had a witness in here. That's why you need to take them to the Lord in prayer. See, when you pray for your enemies, you take your enemies where they don't want to go. I wish I had a witness in here. When you pray for them, you take them. Pray for that coworker that's constantly giving you hell. Call her name tonight. Pray for that baby mama. Pray for that baby daddy. Hello, somebody. Pray. For that deacon that's giving you so much hell in your church. Pray. Look at Moses. Jones, look at him. Watch this. Watch him. He gets low. He gets low. See, one reason why a lot of us can't handle our enemies, you're too high. You got to get low. You see, in the Marine Corps, they teach you to low crawl. See, when you know the enemy's shooting, you have a better chance of surviving if you stay low. I'm preaching, y'all ain't saying nothing. You have a better chance of making it if you stay low. You pop up too high, they'll blow your head off. You got to stay low. And when you know the devil is shooting fiery darts at you, when you know he's trying to take you out, when you know he's trying to take your position, when you know he's trying to take your prestige, you have to stay low. You have a better chance of making it if you stay. Matter of fact, Jesus said, stay low. He said, humble yourself. Why? Because if you get too high, he said, pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a great fall.
See, in football, they teach you, stay low. In order to tackle big issues, you got to get low. You stand straight up, they're going to knock you on your tail. You have to. I'm telling you, in life, in order to tackle big issues, you got to. Kind of remind me, love. This little boy was in bed, and he had a picture of Jesus on his headboard of his bed, and he had a mirror at the foot of his bed. And as he lay down in bed, he could see the reflection of Jesus in the mirror. But when he sat up, he couldn't see the reflection of Jesus no more on his headboard. But when he laid down, he could see the reflection of Jesus in the mirror. He said, Mama, come here! Mama, come here! Mama came running in. What is it, baby? He said, Mama, come look at this. Mama, look at this. Mama said, Mama, watch this. Whenever I get in the way, I can't see Jesus. But when I get out the way, Mama, look, there he is right there, Mama. He said, but Mama, when I get in the way, I can't see him. But when I get out the way, there he is. He said, Mama, if I stay out the way, I can continue to see him. Y'all ain't praying with me here. One reason why some of y'all can't see him, you in the way. Your power's in the way. Your clothes is in the way. Your shoes is in the way. Your position is in the way. But if you want God to make a way, if you want God to provide a way, you got to move. Get out the way. Look at somebody and say, move. Get out the way.
Pop, look at him, Pop. Look at him, Tito. Look at him, Jimson. He gets low. And one thing I like about Moses, it wasn't all about work. It was about worship. Now, mind you, in verse 1, his sister just died. So he's grieving. His sister was his heart. She helped him make it. It was his sister. With the mama that put him in a basket and put him on the Nile River. It was his sister that watched the basket all the way to Pharaoh's daughter's house. It was his sister when Pharaoh's daughters found him, ran over and said, you want me to get one of them Hebrew women to help you with this baby? Said, yeah. It was his sister that ran and got Moses' mama. Said, come on, mama, we got Moses. It was his sister that helped him make it. Now she's dead. And the congregation doesn't even show any remorse for his loss. They don't even pray for him. Now they coming at him all wrong. Man, you ain't no leader. You done brought us out here to die. You should have, that's enough to make anybody snap.
Look at what he does. He goes to worship. And see, I bring that up because many of us use our anger as an excuse not to worship.
You gonna sing tonight? No, because she up there. And I'm telling you now, she look at me funny. This ain't the night to be messing with me. No, I ain't singing tonight. I'm telling you. Matter of fact, I don't even need to come tonight because they're gonna be there. And I'm telling you now, I love the Lord. But I ain't there yet. And they look at me. I better not even go. Even preachers say, look, you got it tonight. I can't even preach tonight. I'm too upset. You got it.
So we use our anger as an excuse not to worship. But Moses goes straight to worship. And then another thing you got to see about it, with Moses, it wasn't all about work. I got to bring that up. It was about worship. And I'm afraid with many of us, it's about work. It ain't about worship. Many of us are here tonight out of obligation, not because we want to worship the Lord.
We were on the sing tonight. We got to be there. It got nothing to do with the love of God. We're on tonight, you know. We got to go. If we went on the same, some of them wouldn't even be here tonight.
Oh, Lord. Hey.
For men, it's all about work.
All right.
Hey, I got to go to revival. You know, it's my church, and I got to be there, you know. Pastor looking for us, and I don't want to let my pastor down. I want him to be able to look out there and see me. He needs to see me.
Men, focus about work. It ain't about worship. That's why a lot of deacons, they just come to church. You know, they come to church.
And they just sit there the whole time. So everything going on, they don't even move. Choir singing their heart out, folks shouting. They don't move. Folk dancing and out, they don't move. And then when the time for work, time for offering, that's when they hop up. And then after they get through working, they come right back out. And assume the position. It's all about what? I even get on some of us pastors. And I thank God Pastor Ray like that. He like to be out for praise and worship. But a whole lot of pastors, they miss praise and worship on purpose. Matter of fact, they even ask in the office, where they at in the service? Oh, yeah, we got a few more minutes back here. Y'all sit down. We got a few more minutes. Hey, let us know when that last song is. When they get on the last song, let me know. We want to miss worship.
Yeah.
And then we come out during that last song while the choir is singing. And we sit down like they ain't singing. And as soon as we get the mic, somebody ought to put your hands together. Give my God some praise. God ain't dead. Why are you dead? Nigga, we were just looking at you. That nigga got the mic and got the fire. See, man, it's not about worship. Ask your neighbor, why are you here? When I go to Dr. Ray's house, I go to see Dr. Ray. When I go to Mitchell's house, I go to see Mitchell. When I go to T-Row's house, I go to see T-Row. When I go to Jimison's house, I go to see Jimison. When I go to Tate's house, I go to see Tate. When I come to God's house, I come to see God. I wish I had a witness in here. Here's my motive for being here. I can care less what folk in here think about me. I ain't at your house. I can care less about what they saying about me. I ain't, matter of fact, to hell with what you think. Yeah, I said it. I ain't at your house because I'm going to let what you think send me to hell. So to hell with what you think. I came for God. You ain't paid now one of my bills. You didn't wake me up this morning. You didn't start me on my way. You didn't breathe breath into my body. You didn't give me the activity of my limbs. Why do I even care what you say? Because I didn't tell you, a whole lot of workers are going to hell in the church. A whole lot of workers are going to hell. Because on that day, they're going to boast about that. They're going to say, didn't we cast out demons in your name? Didn't we work in your name? Didn't we raise the dead in your name? Didn't we heal the sick? We did that work in your name. He's going to say, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. The church of Ephesus, he said, I know your works. Can't beat y'all working. Oh, y'all working. He said, but I got one thing against you. You left your first love. In other words, working for me does not substitute loving me. Y'all ain't playing with me here. That's why a lot of husbands lose their wives because they're so busy working for her. They ain't got time to love her. Y'all ain't playing with me here. Hello, somebody. They're so busy working. I done worked 72 hours this week, but can't tell you how many hours they put in with their wife. Can't tell you how many hours they put in with their kids. And then soon as she leave, man, I don't know why she left. I worked. Gave her everything she wanted. I worked. Yeah, you gave her everything except you. I'm preaching, y'all ain't saying nothing. And the same way with you wives, y'all be working and be in the kitchen, breathing all hard, breaking dishes, and then you want to holler out from the kitchen. You ain't the only one in this house that work. I work just as hard as you do and make more money. You can cook. And then bring him out his hamburger helper and throw it to him like a frisbee. There. That made that man say, look, ain't no love in this hamburger helper. I'm going to McDonald's. Get me a number three. Supersized with an orange high C, two apple pies for a dollar. At least I can get a smile from the lady in the window. Hey, look, but see, that's what happened with Mary and Martha. Y'all remember Martha was in the kitchen working. Mary was at the feet of Jesus. Martha realized she was in the kitchen by herself. She came out that kitchen and said, oh, no. Jesus, make her get up and clean these greens now. Come on, she need to get up here and work. Jesus said, Martha, Martha, you're troubled about a whole lot. But Mary has chosen the better part. She's at my feet. Moses, I'm sorry, y'all. I'm here to stay too long. Moses, he goes, watch this. He goes to worship. He gets on his face before the Lord. He gets low. He bows down. And in the midst of worship, he gets a word. In the midst of worship, he gets an answer for the dilemma. See, one reason why a lot of us are not getting a word, we ain't worshiping. See, worship gets you ready for the word. Y'all do know when you ride an airplane, they don't serve you peanuts till you get to a certain altitude. I'm preaching, y'all ain't saying nothing. They don't give you the peanuts on the way up. They wait till you get to a certain altitude where you stabilize so you can get the substance. Y'all ain't praying with me here. And see, worship helps to get you to that certain altitude where the word comes. And in the midst of worship, Frank, in the midst of worship, he gets a word. God tells him, take the staff. You and your brother Aaron, gather the people under you. Speak to the rock. And the rock will give them water so they and their livestock can drink. Point number three, obey God's word completely. Right now, obey God's word completely. Moses started out doing all right. He got the staff. That's good, Moses. That's good, baby. He gathers the people under him. That's good. Then somewhere he lost it. Because while they were gathering, they must have been talking about it.
Yeah.
They must have been rolling their eyes at it.
Yeah.
What he want? Now he want to call us together. Thirsty. Hungry, but now he want to call us.
Moses just lost it.
Yeah.
God told him to speak to the rock. But he started speaking to the people.
Yeah.
And went off on the people. And said, listen, you rebels. Must we give you water from this rock? Bam! Bam! Bam!
He didn't obey God's word completely. And you got to understand, partial obedience is still disobedience. You can't pick and choose what part of God's word you're going to obey. And see, your blessing is in the word. Pastor Ray, I did a revival in Longview, Texas, and I commuted every night to Longview. That's an hour up, hour back, five nights. I drove up. I drove back, trying to save the church some money on hotel. I drove up. I drove back. That Friday night, I got to preaching. I went down, shaking the people's hands, hugging the people. God bless you. God be the glory. Love you. Stay with the Lord. After I got through shaking everybody's hand, I went up into the pulpit. I got my Bible. I went to the pastor's study. I said, all right, pastor. I got my stuff together. I said, I'm about to go. I'm going to holler at you later. He said, all right, Reverend. God bless you. Good job this week. Don't look at me like that. We preach for free. But money helps us to be free to preach. I'm preaching, no, he's saying nothing. It's hard to preach when you're worried about your light bill and your water bill. It's all right, Reverend, I'm gone. Take care, baby. But see, I never say nothing to people that don't do me right. don't say nothing. I said, okay, I'm out. Adios.
Take care, Reverend.
Sayonara.
Take care, Bailey.
I'm walking to my car, I'm upset. That's when I use my word. See, I say that to keep from cussing. I got my kids in the car. I looked at them. I said, did the pastor give y'all anything for me? Did he like ball up something? Say, get this to your daddy. Check your pockets. Check your pockets. Did he give y'all anything for me? They said, no, sir. I said, I drove all the way home, man. I got home. I was hot. Put on my Spider-Man PJs. My 10-year-old son wanted to play. I said, not tonight, boy. Not tonight. 40 minutes after I was home, my phone rang. It was that pastor. He said, hey, Bailey. I said, hey. He said, Bailey, God really used you this week. I said, all right. Mm-hmm. He said, Bailey. I said, yes, sir. He said, same time next year. And this is where he got me. This is where he got me. He said, Bailey. He said, look, man. He said, you were down there shaking them people's hand, Doc. I didn't want to interrupt you, man. Y'all were in conversation, and I didn't want to interrupt. He said, I put that check in your Bible, Reverend. While you were shaking hands, I just slip it in your Bible. He said, I put it in something I thought you would open. Y'all know I lied. I said, I opened it. I found it. I found it in here. I went to my Bible and pulled out that check and said, look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, when they're getting on your nerves, just say, And then lastly, as I close, write this down. Unrestrained angry behavior can be harmful.
This is Pastor Dunkley. I hope our message has been a blessing to your heart. I'd like to give you the calendar of events of the Mount Olive Baptist Church. Sunday school, 9:30 a.m. Worship service, 11 o'clock. Lord's Supper observed every second Sunday at 11 o'clock. Midweek service on Wednesday night at 6 p.m. If you would like a copy of the tape you have just heard, you can reach us at 1410 Cathy Street, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71303. Or phone me at area code 318-448-3448. It's going to be all right. You be blessed in the Lord. Amen.
Aw, you know kids will be kids.
Oh, I don't know why they're trying to make a big deal of it. It's just a harmless rite of passage.
If she didn't want to be picked on, she shouldn't wear that thing on her head.
If he's going to dress that way, he's just asking for the extra attention.
It's just a stage. All kids face some bullying. They'll get over it.
That girl, she just brings it on herself. I don't feel bad for her at all.
It's just a stage.
All kids get
signs.
It's just a stage.
It's just a harmless rite of passage.
Don't validate. Eliminate. All students in Louisiana deserve a safe learning environment without the threat of bullying. I'm Debbie Moe, president of the Louisiana Association of Educators. It is up to us as educators, as parents, as adults, to stand up on behalf of bullied students.